Hi, it's Michael Senoff with MichaelSenoff's HardToFindSeminars.com, and I want to welcome you to the Hidden Internet Marketing Asset Program. This is a three-part workshop. The title of this workshop is called Internet Marketing Techniques That Increase Profits, Cut Advertising, and Edge Out the Competition. This is a sample workshop for the Hidden Internet Marketing Asset System. The easiest way to get clients for your Hidden Internet Marketing Asset business is by running a workshop. Not only will you make money on the front end by charging for it, but you'll also get more clients than you can handle on the back end as well. And in the sample workshop, you'll hear exactly how they're run. This particular audio was taken straight from a live workshop put on by Dave Fresson himself. So you'll hear him in action selling without really selling. Because the workshop runs about 3 hours, it's broken into three easy digestible parts. And here's a quick rundown of part one. I'm going to call part one how to stay in touch with customers and keep them interested. Although direct mail is still a useful way to contact customers, it's also very expensive when you add in the cost for printing, packaging, and postage. Fortunately, email is free. And according to David, it's also a lot more effective than direct mail if you do it right. And in part one, you'll hear how to tell your prospects all about it. You'll also hear how to set up an autoresponder system for a website and make it be like having a virtual assistant 24/7 that never gripes. You'll hear all about setting up and managing a database for your current customers and how to make the most of it. You'll get a look at typical advertising methods and how they stack up in today's society, what still works and what's just not worth it anymore, and the three key factors people need in order to turn prospects into customers. So get ready and let's get going with part one.
Good morning, everybody. We'll get everyone to just kind of calm down, take your seats, and get your name tags and everything filled out. So we're getting pretty close to getting ready to roll here. Welcome to my workshop. This is basically going to be a content-filled workshop. If you're not familiar with that, basically how it works is if you're going to sit there and be wondering and wondering and wondering if I'm going to hit you at the end of this with $10,000 or $20,000 smack for a different product or an upgrade or whatever, you can put your fears aside. That's not going to happen. What I'm here to do today is to teach you what you need to know about how to start harnessing the power of the Internet for your individual businesses. So today you're going to learn how to harness the true power of the Internet and turn it into tons of paying customers, hopefully coming through your front doors. You know, and that's basically what we're after, is more customers, more revenue, more profit. And I'm going to show you how to implement that the easiest fashion that I know how and get you started on the right track anyway. And for those of you that don't know a whole lot about me, my name, once again, is David Pressen. I'm the founder and director of David Pressen, Inc., which is a marketing company, consulting company. I do a lot of consulting all across the entire state of South Carolina, plus I also do a lot of workshops for the government. I do workshops for nonprofit organizations, and I've been teaching this for quite a while. So that's just to kind of let you know a little bit about me. You can also go to Google and look my name up. You can also go to Google and look up a term that I've been tagged with by a lot of online marketers, actually tagged me as a legendary consultant. Not my idea, but that worked out really well. You can actually go to Google, look up the term legendary consultant, and out of about 2 million searches out there, it's 1.9 million, I think, I own the entire front page. So there's a reason for that. And the reason is because I've been doing this for a long time, know what I'm doing, and I will help you if you'll listen to me, and we'll get through this together, and hopefully increase your revenues tremendously from the time you leave here. Now, one thing I will tell you right up front is that I do kind of want you to hold some of your questions until the presentation is over. At that point, I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to kind of raise their hand or ask questions or anything that you want. If you'll notice on the back table back there, there are plenty of pads, plenty of pens and pencils, a box of my business cards also back there. Feel free to take one of those. That way, if you do get stuck on anything after you leave here, you can feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call, and I'll try to help you if I can. And most of the time, I can. So we'll move on. Basically, the introduction is, I always thought this was funny. It was a term that somebody brought up to me before where it says, introduction, do you feel like roadkill on the information superhighway? How many of you feel that way? Yeah, just about everybody, huh? That's not unusual, though, but it's mainly because you just don't have the knowledge of online marketing because you're just too busy running your business in the offline world. A lot of folks used to consider, it's certainly not that way now or not as prevalent now, but a lot of business owners, brick-and-mortar business owners like yourself, considered an Internet business not really a business. Times have changed. There are Internet marketers that are very good friends of mine that generate six figures a month. Yeah, a month, and it is a full-time business. But you have to treat it that way. And that's what a lot of folks don't understand. If they've taken a stab at the Internet and kind of been run over on the information superhighway, then, of course, they're going to feel that way, too. You know, they really couldn't get anything out of the Internet because all they did was put money in it and pull the arm on that slot machine, and it never paid off. And sometimes that happens. But the neat thing about this workshop is I'm going to try to show you some very simple, different methods that you can integrate into what you're already doing as a professional business owner so that you can actually start bringing in some of the traffic from the Internet in this local area and capitalizing on the customer base that's out there already waiting for you. There are people, I guarantee you, online hunting for your products in this local area. Guarantee you that. You just have to find out how to put yourself in front of them and earn their trust and get their business. And that's basically what we're going to cover today. So if you do feel like roadkill on the information superhighway, you're in the right place. And here's why. Now let me ask you all a question. Of course, as you can see it on the third slide there, is how are you staying in touch with your current customers? A lot of blank stares. a lot of business owners are not staying in touch with their current customers. And to me, that's one of the biggest mistakes that you're going to make as a business owner, because people just don't understand the term list building and working your list. Who's heard the term list building before? Okay, just about everybody. Okay, so other than accounts receivable or even an accounts receivable file, do you have a list of your current customers? Okay, a couple of you. That's a very good start. So how are you staying in touch with those folks, or are you not staying in touch with them? Do you use direct mail, the Pony Express, sometimes? Yep, the Vow packs and the coupons and the mailers and things like that. Response rates to that used to be, industry average was about 2%. Anymore, it's probably dropped a little less than that, just because the Internet has pretty much taken over. And a lot of you folks might think that direct mail is the best way to stay in touch with your customers, but if you're spending a lot of money on postage and flyers and mailing and printing and costs, that adds up very, very quickly. And to me, the Pony Express was, mail was delivered in the 1800s. It started back then, so pretty much in the 19th century. And if you're still doing that, unfortunately, I hate to tell you that you're in the 19th century of marketing. So the next step that you can take to do that, how many use telemarketers, the dreaded telemarketers to stay in touch with their customers? The telephone. Nobody. Wow, that's amazing. That's because you guys get absolutely slammed with telemarketing calls every single day, right? So you really have learned the wrong end, I guess, of telemarketing. But I always say Pony Express was the 19th century. If you are using telemarketers, then at least you moved to the 20th century when telephones were invented. The 21st century is email. So how many are using email to stay in touch with your customers? Wow, just about nobody. Okay, so this is going to do you a lot of good today, this workshop. It's only about half a day long. I don't want to totally bombard you with so many technical problems and things like that. You're basically here to learn, and to learn a very simple system to start building your customer base, start generating more money from your customer base, and most of that you can do very, very inexpensively. Let me give you an example, or here's a contrast example, if you will. If you're using direct mail to send out flyers, offers, your sales, that type thing, that's a lot of money that you're dropping every single time you do that, usually once per quarter, that you're spending on printing, print media, advertising, the packaging, and the postage. And, of course, the postage continues to go up. It's still a really good deal as far as delivery and the cost of that, but for the most part, it's a very, very expensive method of marketing. And I'm sure you guys know this, but people sort their mail standing over their trash can. Get that picture in your head, because that's true. You do that. That's right. I see a lot of people nodding out there. I do that, too. Everybody does that. I came into business owners for an appointment or a free consultation or whatever, and I caught them going through their mail, and they do the same thing. They'll stand there, trash, trash, junk, junk. There's a bill, I don't know what that is, so I'll put that in an open later pile. And more junk mail, more trash, another open later deal, there's another bill. You know what I mean? So if it doesn't have something on it that immediately stands out to your customer, you know, that there's something in there that would really, really interest them, it's going to wind up in a round filing cabinet, for lack of a better term. So on the flip side of that, the contrast to that, is email marketing. Email marketing, if you do it correctly, can be totally free. How much does it cost you to send an email? Nada. Doesn't cost you anything. Is it more effective? It can be, especially if you use the right subject line and they know that it's from you, and especially if they know that that's your business writing to them. You can have some very high open rates, and it doesn't always wind up in the trash can. And besides that fact, it doesn't cost you anything. That's quite a difference and quite a contrast into the mentality of marketing from where it's been up until recently where it's at now. If you're going to move into marketing of any kind, you really absolutely need to get on the Internet. You're just missing tons and tons of money without being able to capitalize on any of the traffic on the Internet. It's crazy. And we'll be going over a lot of that stuff.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
I'm going to flip this to the next slide now, slide 4. And we're going to go into a little detail here. So if you want to start taking notes, now would be a really good time. So make sure your pen's right and everything is working well. I'll give you some time. Those of you that don't have pads can go back there and get those. Just leave a quarter on the table. No, I'm just joking. Now, after this is over with as well, I'm going to kind of hang around and answer as many of your questions as I can. But then also, if you have a question while I'm going through this, the chances are that I'm going to cover it at some point during this workshop. So that was the main reason that I asked you to hold your questions, if you can, to a degree. Now, if there's something specifically that we're talking about and you have a question, then of course feel free. That's not a problem. But I'll hang around after the workshop and answer as many questions as I can. But also, if you have a question during it and you really don't want to ask it until afterwards when you can see privately or whatever, you're not comfortable asking a question in front of everybody else, then by all means, write that question down. You can even take one of my cards later and call me at home or call me at the office. It doesn't really matter to me. My job is to help you guys understand how marketing works on the Internet and to get you in a position to where you can start to capitalize and harness some of the power that the Internet does have. It's a statistical fact right now that about 11,000 people a day are just coming onto the Internet a day. Spread across the world, that's probably not a whole lot of people, but if you break it down into counties, there's new customers for you coming online every single day for the first time. So it's a growing trend, and it is not going to go away, I guarantee you that. So on the fourth slide here, we're talking about how to set up a free 24/7 virtual salesperson. How would you like to do that? How about a salesperson that never gripes or complains about the hours? This salesperson will answer somebody at 2:30 in the morning. It doesn't care. And you don't have to pay him anything. That's pretty good. How would you like to be able to hire a 24/7 virtual salesperson that sells your business for you around the clock while you're sleeping or fishing? Well, that's not a bad deal, huh? I could probably live with that. The 24/7 virtual salesperson is basically an autoresponder system. How many of you have ever heard of an autoresponder system? Okay, everybody. So you do know something about email marketing, but I think it's because you're on the receiving end of it. Right. That's not a really big deal, but being on the receiving end of it, there's a very good chance that if you bought some products online, there's a possibility that you may have bought one of my products online. I sell several products online very successfully, fortunately, and I've learned, you know, how to use the Internet to sell informational products that actually do help people, and that's how I make the majority of my living other than consulting. Consulting, by far, is the mainstay of our business. But the Internet can be your real friend if you use it correctly. So an autoresponder system is a system that you can either buy, build, or have someone build for you that will send out a predetermined series of letters that you have put in there. A good example of that would be a newsletter. It's really good for business owners to have a newsletter and in touch with their client base because their client base is basically going to support them through those email newsletters. And I'll tell you how that works in a little bit. But if you started a newsletter about your business or just about you and your family, your business, that type thing, you could set it up so it goes out every 2 weeks. Say a biweekly newsletter, 26 newsletters. So you just have to set up the 26 newsletters one time, and they'll work for you in that system forever. They'll sit there in that autoresponder, and every time somebody new comes in, they're going to get the first newsletter. And then over the course of the next year, they're going to get all 26 of them. Now, the neat thing about that is you can also insert coupons, specials, sales, anything that you want to in between those newsletters and send it out as a broadcast. That's what they call it. So the newsletter is an email series, and then the offer that you can send out in between those is called a broadcast. And if you write the email or the offer yourself and you send it out to your database yourself, then, of course, it costs you absolutely nothing. It's free. And I do have clients that can attest to the fact that one email broadcast actually written by me and sent out to their customer list after it's grown to a certain point will outproduce statistically a $4,000 full-page newspaper ad. How's that? And I'm going to explain why that is. Very scientific. I'm going to explain why that is. 100% true. Why that works so well is because with an email list, these are your customers. And I'm going to show you how to build a list of customers that have already paid you. So they already know you. They already like your products. And they've already opened their wallet to you once before at least. So you have no credibility issue with these folks. They know who you are. So when you advertise a full-page newspaper ad, as an example, then that is actually a shotgun approach. You're putting it out there in front of hundreds of thousands of people, hopefully, about 100,000 here in this area. And it's very, very expensive. And you really don't know what kind of results you're going to get from that. But email marketing is totally different. It's like a high-powered rifle. You're taking a shot directly at people who already buy from you. Does that make sense? Absolutely it does. So an autoresponder is basically a 24/7 virtual salesperson. How will it help sales? Think about that. What's your return on investment for your ad budget? We'll be getting into this in depth here shortly. Is an autoresponder expensive? No. An autoresponder is not very expensive. You may have to pay someone to build it for you, or more importantly, to manage your list for you, which can be a headache sometimes. Or they have to build the database for you, and then you can insert the autoresponder. Yes, I do that. And no, it's not very expensive. As a matter of fact, it's much, much less than one ad. Let's just put it that way. I'm going to move on. So everybody's got that. How to set up a 24/7 virtual salesperson. We'll be going into all that. So the next slide here, slide 5, database setup and management. What is a database? You're absolutely right. It is a list of customers. A database can actually be a list of anything. You can have a database from a list of just about anything, but that's basically what it is. For all intents and purposes of you guys here, it is a list of your customers. How do you build one? I don't see any hands on that one. Building a database can be kind of technical, and it's normally better left to somebody that knows how to build them so you don't have any problems. But there are autoresponder systems out there that you can buy that already have the database feature built into them. So it's like an all-in-one deal, which is pretty cool. Kind of point and click, very simple to get yourself through there and get set up, and then it will actually create a database for you automatically, and that's much, much easier. Yes, I will be giving you companies that do have that feature. And there's the big question, managing or outsourcing. Do you want to be the list manager for all of the emails and newsletters, you know, or do you want to outsource that to somebody else? It's totally up to you. And it basically boils down to what your time is actually worth. And we'll go into that real shortly, how much you guys are actually really worth, which may surprise you. And I got this from the government. So, you know, they're never wrong. Managing or outsourcing, totally your call. So we're going to move to slide 6 here, which is fast and easy list building for your business. Now, if you look on the screen here, you see two different people up there on the top. Which one of those would you rather have in your store, a browser or a buyer? Buyers, absolutely. Yeah, browsers can really get on your nerves sometimes. And I totally understand that, especially from your point of view. And the reason that some of them get on your nerves is because of time. Most business owners, especially most of the clients that I have, are so busy with the day-to-day operation of their current business that they really do not have time, you know, for very little else. They're just hopping from one thing to another to another to another because they're in charge of everything. Most of y'all handle your own inventory, you handle the ordering, you handle all that fun stuff. So I have a lot of respect for you. That's a tough business. I was in retail management for years and years and years, and then upper management before I started my own consulting firm. And the reason I started that was because I understood business. So I can empathize with you as far as being a fellow business owner. I don't have near those headaches that you guys do, thankfully. In a consulting business, it's much easier for me. I don't have an inventory. I don't have to order. I don't have to do a lot of that stuff. Browsers or buyers? The choice is totally yours, and it really is yours. The most powerful list you can have is a list of buyers. Wouldn't you agree with that? Nobody wants tire kickers. here's a good example. In a recent internet marketing affiliate contest, there were some people that had lists of 100,000 emails of people that had just opted in to get their free information and that type of stuff. And the guy that won the entire contest actually had a list of only 9,000 people, and he was up against a lot of people that had huge lists. But the difference was those 9,000 people, a little over 9,000, had actually paid this guy, bought one of his products, or else they would not be on that list. So they were a list of buyers only. So they already knew him, they already liked him, and they trusted him. So when he sent them an offer through the email, he got a dramatic response, as opposed to the other ones, who would get a 1 or 2% response. So what happened was the guy with the list that was one-tenth the size of the others outproduced everybody. That's how powerful that system is. Think about that. It makes sense, though, huh? Absolutely, it makes total sense. A list of buyers is the most powerful list that you can ever build. And there are three things, the three key factors for high conversions. I've already said it once, but I bet nobody picked it up. In order for somebody to buy from you, they've got to know you, like you, and trust you, point blank, right or wrong. Just like the Internet. The Internet is a totally different world. And the reason is because if somebody hits your site and they don't know you, if they don't know you, they can't like you. And they can't trust you either because they don't know you. Now, you've got an edge over most Internet marketers because you own a brick-and-mortar business. And that gives you a lot of credibility. Internet marketers, on the other hand, just have virtual real estate. They don't have a brick-and-mortar office. So it's very, very important for an Internet marketer to get the prospect to know them, like them, and trust them, or they're never going to buy from them. Never, never happens. And you guys are pretty much the same way, but when someone walks into your store, they immediately trust you. And the reason for that is because they're in your store. So they can actually come back to that store at any time and look at you right in the face or shake your hand or whatever they want to do. You're there. There's somebody that they can touch and feel. They know you're real. The Internet is a different story. So those are the three key factors for high conversions, is your list has to know you, like you, and trust you. Would everybody agree with that? Okay. So the great thing about brick-and-mortar business owners is you've already beat out a large part of that. Now all you have to do is get them to know you and hopefully like you and then trust you. And see, if you already have a list of buyers, you've already passed all three of those because nobody's going to open their wallet and pay you money unless they already know you, they already like you, and they already trust you. That's right. So now I'm going to touch base on the next slide here about current advertising methods. What current advertising methods are you using? Print media, newspapers, direct mail, yellow pages? Yeah, just about everybody. And that's not unusual. The difference is, with print media, when was the last time somebody came into your place of business and said they were there specifically because of an advertising campaign you ran in the newspaper, or once in a great while you'll see somebody that says, you know, I found you in the yellow pages, or they'll call you, I found you in the yellow pages, that type of thing. And what happens less and less frequently is somebody coming in and saying they found you in the yellow pages. That's just point blank true. Very ineffective marketing anymore. I wouldn't say it's a total waste of money because I might have a lot of people upset, but to me it is. And the reason for that is simple. Ask yourself this question. If you want to find out information about something, or you're looking for something, a product, what do you do? Do you haul out the phone book? See a lot of light bulbs going off now. No. Go to the Internet. Guess what? If you're doing it as a business owner, and you're not online, so to speak, don't you think your customers are too? Absolutely they are. I mean, I've got a 26-year-old son who carries around a BlackBerry phone that he can be out shopping, and through that phone, access the Internet, hit Google, and find someplace local to him that is selling exactly what he's looking for. I'm not that advanced yet, but I've got a BlackBerry, too, that he got me for Christmas, but I just use it to call in and receive calls, and that's about it. I don't understand all about that data transfer and all that other fun stuff. All I'm telling you is that is the generation that is coming to be. Baby boomers are spending a lot of money right now, but this is the next generation. 20, 30, 40 years old, everybody gets the Internet. Everybody. So you have to ask yourself that. If you're not in a position to capitalize on some of that, I guarantee you are missing a lot of profit, a lot of profit. So just about everybody in here I saw by the show of hands does use print media, you know, newspapers, yellow page ads, all that type of stuff. How effective is that? Don't know? No, you don't, unless you've got some way of tracking it. We're going to cover that here in a minute. But like I said before, print media, and it doesn't really matter if it's direct mail, if it's a full-page newspaper ad, if it's a yellow page ad, it doesn't really matter. It all falls into the same category of a shotgun approach. Is you're putting it out there like a shotgun in front of as many people as you possibly can, you know, hoping it will interest some of those people and get them to come into your store or at least call you. And if it is a very powerful sale, then yes, it might produce some traffic for you. On the flip side of that, what you really need to do if you're still using print media is you need to figure out a way to start tracking how effective that is. And we're going to go into that really, really shortly, actually coming up in the next slide. But wouldn't you agree that that's pretty important to your business to know that you're actually getting money back that you're putting out? Absolutely it is. So we've already established the fact that almost everybody in here is using print media. What about cable, TV, radio ads? Oh, come on, I know there's more than that. I'm not going to kill you on this. Just raise your hand. Okay. Yeah, that's a little better. So about three-fourths of you. And that can be a decent advertising medium because you can target cable TV sometimes and even radio spots, you know, toward your niche audience, as we call them, your customers. They use demographics and all that kind of fun stuff and everything to try to determine where your ads would best be placed. And they are a little more effective that way. So you kind of move from a double-barrel shotgun down to a single-barrel shotgun that has a full choke on it. Well, I see a lot of guys laughing back there, though. Yeah, that's the hunters in the room there. So you're still with a shotgun approach, you know, but it's a little more directed than the print media approach. So everybody kind of understands that? Yeah, cable TV and radio can be effective if used right. Still can be very, very expensive. the last client that I spoke with actually had a campaign going on some cable TV spots that was costing him $7,800 and some change every quarter. Yeah. His entire advertising budget was about $12,000, so he was relying pretty heavily on that until he learned what I showed him. Now he's cut his advertising expense by over 50%, and he's increased his profit at the same time. Hey, see, everybody's writing now. That's right. You can actually use the Internet to do a lot of marketing for you, cut your advertising budget tremendously, and increase your profit at the same time. Who doesn't want that? That's why I think it's vitally important that you need to get on the net, and you need to start building a list. Now, a lot of people used to say list building is only something for Internet marketers and that type of thing. Totally untrue. I'll explain that in just a second. What about billboards? Anybody using billboards? Nope. Okay. I had a couple in the last crowd, but that's okay. I've seen everything from billboards to park bench ads to you name it. One of the funniest examples I ever saw of a total waste of money was a very high-end luxury car dealer right here in this city. And I'm not going to mention any names. Spent $1,200 a year per park bench. And I know you've probably seen him if you paid any attention. A Mercedes dealer with a park bench ad. Think about that. When I spoke with the guy, that was the first thing he said was, well, if you saw the ad, then it's working. Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's not working. And the reason I can say that is simply because people that are sitting on a park bench are probably waiting on a bus. They could care less about a $50,000 Mercedes. Not your target market. So to me, that was a terrible misuse of an advertising budget, simply just because he didn't know any better. And never really thought about it. He did admit to me right after I made that statement that he had never thought of it in those terms and that he's never really had anybody come in and say anything about the park bench ads. That's because your target market is not seeing it. You know, the only time I would see it is if I stopped at a signal light in my nice car and looked over and saw that on the park bench if somebody wasn't blocking it. And I'm already in a nice car, so I don't really care about it either. So to me, that's a total waste of money, just throwing it out the window. Back to list building. As I said, I would cover this here in a second. Here's a story about one of the most successful consultants in history. And you can look him up. His name is Dan Kennedy. And I read this about him. True story. When he was 19 years old, he borrowed enough money to buy a bookstore that was closing. The owner of the bookstore had been in the neighborhood for years and years and years. And when Dan Kennedy went in there and talked to the bookstore owner, he asked him about his list of customers. And guess what? He did not have one. He's never had one. Been there for decades. He got pretty good business. He was just tired of working. He was ready to retire. So he was just going to close it and retire. So being in the consultant frame of mind that Dan is always in, he instantly recognized the potential for this business. So he actually bought it relatively inexpensively because it wasn't really worth a whole lot at that time. But what he did was he started building a list of every customer that came into that bookstore, every customer. He went painstakingly back through the accounts receivables, the receipts, the returns, mailing addresses, anything that he could do to build that customer list. Why do you think that was important? Absolutely. He could stay in touch with his customer base. So that was before they had email. So what he did was simply implement a customer list that got larger and larger every day, add more and more names to it, and he would send those people a direct mail letter once a month that gave them a list of books that were available in their genre that they normally read. And he said, hey, if you want me to go ahead and order it for you, I can have it here the next time you come in. Or you can simply pick up the phone and call me, and I'll get it for you. Guess what happened? Over the course of a very short time, that bookstore turned around completely. He made enough money in the first few months of operating that place by changing that one thing to where he added a coffee shop to the back of it, and things just went from there. When it was done with, he sold it for over $1 million, that business. Incredible story, the truth. That is the power of list building. So now you can't sit there and say, well, list building is only for online marketers. It's not. List building needs to be a very, very important part of every business, every business. Does that make sense to you, though? That's just a prime example of the power of list building. So you think he sold a lot more books because people would get something in the mail from him that says, hey, I've got this new shipment of books coming in, and I noticed that you bought blah, blah, blah last month, and this same author's got a new book coming out, and I'm going to have it next month. If you want me to order it for you, send me a check in the mail, or call me, and I'll get it for you. Now, what kind of rapport do you think that established with his customer base? Oh, yeah. It was through the roof. They knew him, they liked him, and trusted him because he took care of them. He made it almost like an individual deal that I know what you read because he collected all that information from the receipt and said, I know what you're looking for. I'll keep tabs on it and I'll keep you informed because I know that's what you like. And if you really think about it, this was years and years and years ago. Almost every bookstore in America follows that business model now. You ever notice that? Go into one of the bigger bookstores. Every one of them are trying to get your email, your name, phone number, your zip code you live in. That's how they started. Why do you think they're doing this? Because they learned from him. That's why. And it's very effective. Why do you think so many bookstores have coffee shops now? He was the first person that I've ever heard of that started that trend. And it obviously was a very successful trend, which is also why he's one of the top-rated consultants in the world. So there's my main plug for that guy. But other than that, that's a prime example, just a story, true story, to let you know exactly how list building can improve your business. For many of you that are in here, a proper list and management of that list building customer base can be the major difference between some really skinny times and some really over-the-top times. It actually is that important. It can make that big of a difference in your business's life. I can't say that enough. So I've spent enough time on the soapbox here preaching to you about list building, but now you should totally understand the importance and the concept behind list building. List building is not just for online marketing. Okay? Everybody got that? Okay, before we move to slide A here, we're going to take a little break, and I'll cover some questions up until this point, and then we'll just move on. So I see we only got a couple of them, so that's not too bad.
Please continue to part 2.